Human Rights Commissioner Nathan Russo took some time between teaching sociology classes at Jacksonville University Thursday to grade the legislative work of Councilman Garrett Dennis.
This is a B paper, and it is a B paper because it, in terms of substance, it has a good beginning. It has a beginning, middle, and end. It goes somewhere. But it lacks sufficient depth for it to be an A paper.
Dennis's bill does three main things. It mandates city agencies submit annual demographic reports to the mayor and city council, requires agency CEOs create similar reports evaluating their effectiveness in diversifying their workforces, and urges the mayor to restore funding for the position of assistant director for equal opportunity. Russo says that last one surprised him.
I can't believe that the position has gone without being funded for as long as it has. So that was the thing that struck me the most. And certainly it's something that the mayor should support and fund.
Moreover, Russo has questions about enforcing the new rules. He says he'd like to see penalties for agencies who don't meet the new reporting and evaluating standards set forth in the proposal.
It's one thing to report it. It's one thing that these agencies exist. It's another thing for these agencies to be able to fulfill their mission.
But Councilman Dennis says by merely having to present public progress reports, the city will be able to hold officials' feet to the fire.
I think the true penalty will be when they have to come before the council and share with the council, here are our demographics. And year after year, if they fail to have a diverse workforce, shame on them. And the penalty will be their embarrassment.
Still, Commissioner Russo is skeptical. But he says no matter what, the filing of a bill like this is a step in the right direction. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.